Fred Film Radio.
Hi everybody, for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, this is Matteo Guidoni, and tonight we are in the Harmony Gold Theater of Los Angeles for the fifth edition of the Filming Italy Festival, a festival created to promote Italian movie productions and also Italy as a location for international movies. Tonight we are going to talk with several talents such as the actress Claudia Gerini, the actor Jason Williams, and also the music composer Romina Arini, which tonight is going to be awarded with a special music award by Tiziana Rocca, the organizer of the event. Stay with us. For Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, this is Matteo Guidoni from the Film in Italy Festival 2020, the fifth edition, and we are here with Claudia Gerini. Hi Claudia, how are you tonight?
Hi, very well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here and honored to be the ambassador of this festival, the fifth edition of Filming Italy Los Angeles. I met so many people. We are here to support women in filming in film industry, so it's even a stronger meaning.
So how important it is in 2020 to support women, support Italian women in the international market, I mean in the US, and also promote Italy as a location?
Well, it's major important because, of course, we need... We have in Italy a lot of talented directors and actors and authors. Of course, you get some of them, Paolo Sorrentino, Matteo Garrone, and many others. But we always, as Italy is a small country, very, very rich, but rich in culture and in ideas, but it's a small country. So we always need to be promoted. For women... Women are the base, the tissue of this industry, but just 10% of the productions are made by women. So we want to increase this percentage, and we want to be more and more. We want equity, and we need to go on and talk about this, because it's a very important matter. Not only in filming, in cinema, but in every field. So I'm proud of this too. And Tiziana Rocca is really she's a strong woman, and she wants to make net. You know, to want to connect all the women and make projects. And she's so enthusiastic. So it's contagious, really.
Also speaking about supporting women. What if I say we are here with Claudia Gerini? She's a very talented actress and she's very beautiful, molto bella. You know that lately, what would you answer?
Well, beauty is one of the skills. To be beautiful, it's okay to say it, and it's flattering to say it, but it's not the only thing, you know? Like, we don't say that a man... is handsome, that's why he's here, because he's handsome. Men, you know, we don't want to be
like objectified.
Yes, come on, we are many, we have a lot of things, and the beauty, it's one of the things, but it's not our first, supposed not to be our first identity, the beauty or not being beautiful, you know, that's the problem.
Can we say that the message of tonight is not that women should stay one step backward?
No, women, that was a misunderstanding, I hope, because the meaning of what this, I think you're referring to Amadeus, which is a very, very gentle person and very intelligent, and I don't have nothing against him, but the culture that a woman has to be behind a man, behind an important man, this is not in the 2020. You cannot say that, because women are next to your man, and we are proud to be to be sweet and to be very accudire un uomo, non mi viene in inglese, to be very caring. Yes, it's not about we don't like to be caring, but we want to stand next to our man, not behind.
Not anymore.
We are in year 2000 and
2020.
2020, wow.
It's time for something new.
Yes.
Thank you very much. This was Claudia Gerini for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you all. Bye.
Hi, everybody, for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. This is Matteo Ghidoni. Today we are in Los Angeles at the Filming Italy Los Angeles Festival.
That's right.
A festival that celebrates Italian cinema in the world.
And
also Italy as a location for international movies, and also Italian music. That's why we are here with Romina Arena, an international composer. Hi, Romina, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very fine. So how important it is a festival like this that celebrates Italian arts in the U.S.?
I'm very, very proud to be here. I'm very thankful to Tiziana Rocca for involving me. I've been involved for many, many years in writing and composing music and performing music for major motion pictures and television specials, starting with Disney, and also recently done a major collaboration with Ennio Morricone, 15 major movie soundtracks. I think that music is such an important, vital part of the cinematic world, so I thought it would be interesting to kind of promote that sort of thing, and I'm very, very happy to represent composers and some writers and soundtracks. The films of our lives, because obviously Italy is my native. I was born in Italy, I grew up in the United States, but my love for cinema is enormous, and also a tribute to Sal Pacino, the father of Al Pacino, which was the only father I've ever known, and he also introduced me to the world of cinema since young age. And so between Ennio Morricone and Al Pacino, obviously this has been a great involvement of mine with music and cinema, so I hope that I can bring tonight a little bit of that magic with music also to the festival.
What do we have as Italians that maybe other nations don't have?
We are, when it comes to music, I speak mainly, I think that we have the bel canto. There's something almost in our genes about the sense of music and rhythm and songs. Obviously, the greatest songwriters of all time are Italians or Americans. So, the thing marries very well. I'm kind of cut in between. But I think that also we have passion. We are determined. We are hard workers. We believe in the power of our dreams. And that's what I do. I came from a little island, Sicily, obviously, that I love so much. And I was able to build an enormous career with, millions of albums sold. And I think if you really believe as an Italian that all things are possible, we can take over the world.
For Fred Film Radio, this was Romina Arena, an international composer. I am Matteo Ghidoni from the Film in Italy Los Angeles Festival 2020. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Very nice to meet you. Thank you for having us.
Hi, everybody. For Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, this is Matteo Ghidoni. We are at the Filming Italy Los Angeles Festival, the fifth edition, and we are here with Jason Lewis. Hi, Jason. How are you tonight?
So good. How are you?
I'm very fine. So how important it is a festival like this that celebrates Italian cinema in LA, and also Italy as a location for international movies?
Well, I think in general it's important to remember that films are made by artists around the world. I mean, Italy, when you look back at the history of film, which so many of us have forgotten, is one of the most influential creators. I mean, the Germans and the Italians made some of the best original films before there ever really was a huge Hollywood mainstream. So, God, the glamour and the original the Cinque Terre film festivals and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, when you look at the voices and how those shaped, I think it's really important that we remember that it's not just one voice in the world. And we get, as artists, we're challenged to see these different voices.
A lot of girls, I must say, fell in love with you when you were acting in Sex and the City, no? So what's your relationship with Italy?
My favorite country. I've been going since I was a kid, since I was in my 20s. I have some really dear friends there. I try and go at least once a year and spend some good time there. We just, for me, it's the joy of communication. It's the ability to have a conversation with a stranger. The very first time I went there, I wandered into a little restaurant, and the owner found out that it was my first time, and so he brought his family out, and we ate and got drunk all night. That's not the only time that's ever happened. I love that about Italy. You can really communicate well with people there still.
Is there a place where you will shoot maybe your next movie in Italy?
Yeah, I would love to shoot in Italy. Anywhere. Anywhere.
Can you give us a city or a...
For me, Rome's my favorite city, but I tend to go down to Amalfi a lot, Ravello. I have some good friends who grew up in Ravello, so I'll go there and spend some time.
Thank you very much. Can you say ciao to your Italian fans in Italian?
Ciao, ciao a tutti, ciao ragazzi, bocca del lupo.
For Fred Radio, we were at the opening night of the Film in Italy Festival 2020, and we have been speaking with Claudia Gerini, Jason Williams, and the composer Romina Arena. This is Matteo Ghidoni. Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.